1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you. One, two, three.
Oh.
water in one place, hearts in one accord, lifting up our praise, lifting up our praise to the Lord, to the Lord. The wind begins to blow, like a bird we saw. Everyone will know, everyone will know, you are Lord. Hearts in one accord, hearts in one accord, lifting up our praise, lifting up our praise to the Lord, to the Lord. The wind begins to blow, like a bird, we saw. Everyone will know, everyone, you are Lord. The time of the days we've been told how it filled all the house. Holy Spirit, Lord, feel the wind again, filling the hearts of men. Everybody say, let the wind blow, let the wind blow, let the wind blow. Let's sing, let the wind blow. Gather in one place, hearts in one accord, hallelujah, lifting up to the Lord. The wind begins to blow like a bird. We saw everyone will know, everyone will. You are Lord, you are Lord, you are Lord, as it was in the time of the days we've been told. Yeah.
find somebody and talk to.
When the spirit starts to move it, when the spirit starts to move it, when the spirit starts to move it.
Like to swim.
Hey, hey.
How many want to swim to the next level? I want to do that one more time. Start to swim.
When the river starts flowing.
Woo! don't have to be poor. I am free from the enemy. Who the sun sets free, is free.
Free
indeed. No more bondage, just glorious liberty. I feel a Holy Ghost shout. this one around here.
When I think of his goodness, and what it's done for me, when I think of his goodness, and how it set me free, I wanna run, 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 run. When I think of his goodness and what he's about to do, I want to have a Holy Ghost fit, have a Holy Ghost fit, yeah, oh, this guy.
Do it one more time. I want you to shout one more time. Is that all right? I feel it. I feel it real good. We're going to say shout, then I just want you to do, then we're going to go on. Is that all right? Play it, Jesse. Open that door. Just for Brother Tizo. You ready to dance yourself a blessing, huh? Ready? Come on, everybody. Let's just praise the Lord like we're going to everybody. Ready?
Praise Him. 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 Shout.
tell somebody, say something's about to happen on the inside of me.
Hallelujah. Say I feel my strength coming on.
It's my turn to be blessed.
Yes! Just tell them thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah! And pay it!
Dance, 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 dance all night.
Make the devil man. Tell the devil you're a liar. Hallelujah. And I've got the victory. I've got the victory tonight in the name of Jesus.
Just shout. Of a prayer. I don't know, just find something to do. Praise the Lord. Just tell the Lord how much you love him. Ain't it good to have a Friday night? Let's talk to Jesus for a bit. Is that right?
all of my heart, all of my soul, all of my mind. Lord, I praise you. All of my heart,
all of my soul,
all of my soul,
all of my mind,
all of my mind. Lord, praise you. All of my heart, all of my heart,
all of my soul,
all of my soul,
all of my mind,
all of my mind. Lord, praise
you. All of my heart, all of my heart, all of my soul, all
of my soul,
all of my soul,
all of my soul,
all of my mind.
Lord, praise
you. All of my heart,
all of my heart,
all of my soul,
all of my soul,
all of my mind.
Everything that's in the inside of me, all of my heart,
wanna give you more.
Help me to praise your name. Help me to praise your name. Help me to praise your name.
I mean, just want to praise God with everything. So say, deep down on the inside.
Deep down on the inside, there is a song. Straight from the heart.
Can't you hear his love?
Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you.
Tell me.
Lord, I love you. Yes, I do. Lord, I love you. Really love you. Lord, I love you.
Oh,
That's a great atmosphere. I don't want to break that flow. Let's just keep flowing with that. But you know, he inhabits the praises of his people. And as Pastor was singing, all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, it just kept coming to me that there's parts of our soul and our heart and our mind that can't praise him. You'd like to say, oh, I praise you with all my heart. There's just those areas that we can't. I praise you with all my mind, you know. There's some confusion in your mind that just doesn't want to praise him. But what I saw is, as we praise him, he inhabits our praises, but he inhabits those that praise him. You may say, well, I don't have any praise to give you in this area, or I don't have any praise to give you in that area. But you know what? Give him what you got. And what you're doing is you're opening the door for him to come in. You're just opening up, and you're letting him restore. Now, God can get in those times and just start restoring. You know, you may have confusion over a decision you need to make right now, but he can just get in there and you just start praising him and thanking him that he has the answer, that his word is true, and he starts bringing light. You know why joy comes in the morning? Because morning is light time. It's when the light's turned on. You couldn't see everything that's in this room before because the lights were down. But now that the lights are up, there's no more secrets. You know the answer. You know the solution. Where there was a hurt, you know what to do, or God's touched it. That's why joy comes, because you know, because the light's been turned on. His word is light. The truth comes in. And so just keep praising him. I mean, just think of those areas. I don't have anything to praise him about right there. Just think about that area. It might be your finances. It might be a relationship with somebody in your family. It might be there's confusion over a thing. Just pick that thing. Let's just do it for a little bit. Just pick that thing. You may have had a horrible week and everybody turned against you at work. Just think of that one thing and let's just start praising him over it. But praise him in faith. Praise him according to his word. If it's finances, Lord, I thank you. Glory to God, you're supplying all my needs. Glory to God, I've given and it shall be given unto me. Good measure, pressed down. Just start praising God out of that. Just start lifting your hands and watch him. He's going to start invading those areas. I'm going to turn my microphone off so you all don't get caught up with what I'm praising you about. Amen? Just start thanking him. Turn my microphone back on. Thank you, Father, you're making a way where there seems to be no way. Thank you, Father, that you're opening doors that no man could shut. Thank you, Father, that you're bringing things in from the east, the north, the south, the east, and the west. Oh, thank you, Father, that you're a good God. Thank you that you love me with an everlasting love. Thank you for your mercy and your grace and your forgiveness, Father. Oh, Lord, I thank you. I'm so grateful, Father. I'm so grateful for your healing. I'm so grateful that by the stripes of Jesus I've been healed. I thank you that the same Spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead is quickening my mortal body. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you that blood of Jesus has cleansed me and made me whole. Thank you that it gives me access into your presence again. Oh, Lord, I thank you for the blood. I thank you that it surrounds me and it keeps me, Lord. I thank you that blood's made a way, Father, for me to come back to you. Oh, just praise him out of those areas that you couldn't praise him out of before. Praise him when the light's out and it doesn't look like like any answers can come. Just start praising Him out of those things. Oh, Father, I thank You, Lord. I thank You, Father. I'm so grateful for You, Lord. I'm so grateful that Your word is true. I'm so grateful that You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm so grateful that good gifts come down from You. Lord, I'm so grateful that You have a plan to prosper me and not to harm me, to give me a hope and a future. Oh, Lord, I'm so grateful to You, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. You know, you can just praise yourself happy. Amen. Just praise yourself happy. Hallelujah. Some of y'all look like you praise yourself sleepy or drunk. Pastor, you got something? Hallelujah.
Get out of this.
Hallelujah. Someone say, God is good. Look at somebody and say, God is good. And someone say, as soon as you realize that, God is good. And as soon as you realize that, He'll get better. We're going to say, praise the Lord. God is good, and as soon as you realize that, He'll get better. Hallelujah. Why don't you just stand up and bless the Lord with outstretched arms? Hallelujah. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Heavenly Dove, stay right here with us, filling us with Your love. And for these blessings, we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place. Oh, it's real. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Heavenly Dove, stay right here with us, filling us with Your love. And for these blessings, we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place. Sing it one more time. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Heavenly Dove, stay right here with us, filling us with Your love. And for these blessings, we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place. Oh, God hasn't forgotten. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, His voice is so wonderful. He's in this place. He's in this place. If you can just catch the wind of His spirit, God. Just be blessed. Just be blessed. Just be blessed. Just tell him thank you and receive his best. Hallelujah. There's a greater flow of blessing. Yes, there is. There's a greater flow of blessing. There's a deeper current with under the wave. And you're going to tap into it. 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 Thank you. There it is. Hallelujah. Receive right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Say, I receive. If you just receive, you'll be blessed. Just get open for the greater thing. Lo from Ahia. Hallelujah. Oh, God's got a hit list in this place tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. We're done. Don't you leave out this place. Don't get so drunk you leave without giving an offering. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. But God wants to bless you if you got faith to receive it. God wants to bless you if you have faith to receive it. Like I've never said it before, God wants to bless you rapidly. And it's bigger than what you think it is. And all you got to do is humble yourself and open up and receive. Because there's something God wants to do. There's something he wants to accomplish. And he's going to do it by blessing you. First step is blessing. This is one of those things. There are some things you get in with God, and at the end of it, you get blessed. He said, this time, first step is blessed. Hallelujah. He's going to pay you first. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it's going to be there just in time if you can receive. Hallelujah. Then you just get open right now in the name of Jesus. We talked about it this morning. We talked about impartation this morning. We talked about it this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The devil's a liar and he's on the run. Hallelujah. You might still smell him, but he's gone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Victory. Yeah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Greater wisdom that will put you above your peers, that will put you on top, because it's the wisdom from ages. He's already spoken to you about some of those things, but start putting your faith on the wisdom that's imparted into you tonight. It comes down from above. It comes down from him. He's the beginning and the end and all the way through. He knows what's already going to happen before it happens. And the reason he's God is because what he says comes to pass. He can say the end from the beginning, and he knows it too. And that same spirit is on the inside of you. So receive that impartation of wisdom tonight. Receive it and draw upon it, and you'll see yourself excel. Excel, excel, excel beyond your wildest dreams. But call on that wisdom. Put a demand on that wisdom. Put a trust in that wisdom, because God's going to put you over. Thank you, Father.
More. In the name of Jesus. More. Go.
Is that your son? I just felt like the Lord told me, you're going to start running into walls bigger than anything when you start going your own way. Because he so has his hand on you. And he has such a grand plan for you. He does not want you to miss any of it. And I just see he's going to start sticking up walls. And you're going to go, why can't I do that? Man, I used to have fun doing that. Why can't I do that? I used to go there all the time. Why can't I do that? I used to hang out with them all the time. I just can't see them. There seems to be a wall there. I just can't get past it. And those are walls of angels keeping you from what the world would have for you and the plans that the enemy would have and the plans that you would have in your own mind. But God's got a good plan for you. You can go ahead and smile about it. And I don't know what the Lord has for you, but he has something for you. If you just come down here.
Yeah. Yep.
It has something to do with your eyes. I don't know if it's physical or it's just something he's going to be showing you. And the eyes of your understanding are going to be flooded with light. And you're going to start knowing. Light means knowing. It's a knowing on the inside. It'll be confirmed by godly people on the outside, but it won't go past what your knowing is on the inside. He's placed that as a security, as a safety. That's his spirit speaking to you on the inside. And so don't be led by men, but godly men will confirm what's on the inside. But he's going to start showing you things. Father, I thank you for the anointing of God to go past his natural mind, to go past even the things that are already in his heart, Father God. Lord, I thank you that you're going to show him eyes be open, eyes of the Spirit be open, light come now in Jesus' name. Answers to questions of his heart come now in Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you. His steps are directed and ordered of you, and he is obedient to follow in that course. He's obedient to take those steps and not go to the left or to the right, but he'll keep his feet from evil. And Father, I thank you for surrounding him with godly influence. Surround him with people that iron would sharpen iron, that he would be sharp in the spirit to be more effective for you. And Father, I thank you that those things he couldn't see before, he now sees them, Father. He now knows them, Father, and he can now be confirmed and walk in those things that you have for him. Thank you, Lord. Because my body can't do it, and it hadn't happened in 90 years. It hadn't happened, and she laughed. Oh, but God had the last laugh, because he brought it to pass, even though she laughed at what he said. And you know what? And Mary, the same thing happened. Mary didn't laugh, but she said, the angel came and said, you will conceive of a child, not knowing a man. And Mary said, well, how's this going to be? And the angel said, but the Holy Spirit will overshadow you. He'll just take over. He'll overshadow you. That's like that brooding you see in Genesis chapter 1. He's brooding over. He's just brooding over. And he's waiting. What's he waiting for? He's just brooding over the earth, and nothing's happening yet because he's waiting for the word to come forth. And when that word is spoken, light be. The Holy Ghost that was brooding over the situation, waiting for something to happen, he said, there's the word, now I can make it happen. And so just take that word, because now it can happen. I don't care how crazy you look at me. He looks like it. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Fresh wind. From the top of our head to the soles of our feet. Refreshing, Father. The refreshing anointing from heaven. Like honey running down. Oh, drink it in. Drink, drink, drink. Blub, 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 blub. Oh, healing and refreshing and strength. Oh, an increase in the grace to go through in a victorious manner. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, that help comes from the left, from the right. Help comes from behind. Help comes to go out in front and make a way, Father. Oh, thank you for help, Father. Thank you for help, Father. Help, 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 help. We call that help in Jesus' name. Oh, supernatural help too. We're not sticking with just the natural, but Father, angels, ministering spirits, sent forth to minister to this heir of salvation. Oh, ministering spirits, taking care of her like they took care of Jesus. Oh, and then we call on the great helper, the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Father, for new wine from the Holy Ghost. Oh, thank you, my Father. Anyway, I have a testimony. Y'all know my friend Julie? Well, did y'all know that they put that list in the paper about unclaimed money? I don't know, it was a couple weeks ago, it was in the paper. I didn't see it. But this man said, now, Julie, is your middle initial A? And she said, yeah. And he goes, I think I saw your name in the paper. You might want to check it out. So she found this website with this state comptroller, Candy Rylander Keaton, so you got to vote for her. And there's this website with the state of Texas. I don't know if y'all knew about this, but I didn't know about it. And you can go find unclaimed money that's yours. Type your name in there. Well, I found five things for my grandmother, who's been passed since 1982, three, something like that. And I found five things for her husband, who I never knew, or I don't know, he may have been alive when I was one or two, but I never remember him. And so we found 10 things, now, 10 things, 10 things, sitting out there, unclaimed, but I'm claiming them. And the other thing about it is some of them, you know, it's not like there's, $20,000, no, some of them are small, but then I went back and I was looking the other day at that site again, and it said, some values may have increased since the time that was posted. Well, some of them are back from the 80s. And so you think, well, how much have they increased in, 15, 16, 17 years? Anyway, hallelujah. He'll make a way where there seems to be no way. I started typing my friends' names in there. And so I started calling people that, and some of them were like mineral rights, and a friend of mine, her father passed away in 1987. There was a $157 death benefit from some insurance company for her. So I just started typing all my friends' names in there. I even found two for Lakewood Church. I'm typing them all in there. I found some for my cousins and I was calling all my cousins and friends and things like that. I figured, you know what? He gives seed to sow. Yes. I may not have had money to give each one of those people, but I told them how to get their money. You know, I just started calling people. I said, hey, you know what? I mean, I started looking through my palm pile and just typing people in. You know, oh, what's their maiden name? Type their maiden name in. My friend went to school in Austin in the early 80s, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84. She had something back when she lived in Austin, way back in the 80s, under her maiden name. I tell you, seed to sow, bread for the eater.